So the further two ways, which I've demonstrated, my single chain binds to alpha beta 6, is by using ELISA, so using immobilized alpha beta 6. And this is beta 6.2, beta 6.3, so the murine in the humanized version. And again, in flow cytometry, you can see the shift in fluorescence intensity, beta 6.3, 6.2, and compared to 10D5, which is a whole commercially available anti-alpha beta 6 antibody. And this is compared to control.